Novels have always been a way to understand a time and place. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Gevlin, assistant professor of English at Birmingham Southern College, discusses this in the context of relationships.
Novels were, to the 18th and 19th centuries, what television and film became to the 20th and 21st. A useful barometer with which to measure cultural history and social responses. Fiction both responds to and helps shape popular attitudes, and it is to fiction that I turn in my research on the history of responses to extramarital sex. To do so, I look at the relatively modern phenomenon of divorce, which was unavailable to nearly everyone in both Britain and America throughout the 18th century and for much of the 19th. Typically, divorce was granted only if the other party had committed adultery, and those who were able to obtain a divorce were almost exclusively wealthy, well-connected men. This was in large part because women were for many centuries barred from owning and controlling property independent from their husbands, which made it impossible for women to pay for the enormously expensive divorce proceedings without financial support from their families. The options available to women trapped in unhappy marriages were therefore particularly slim. Despite the relative rareness of divorces during the 18th and 19th centuries, novels from this period frequently use divorce and its associated offense of adultery as plot devices. These novels tend to offer somewhat contradictory responses to divorce. Novels by popular authors such as Frances Burney, Jane Austen, and Charlotte Bronte showcase the highly gendered legal inequalities in adjudicating cases of adultery and divorce. They also, however, tend to sympathize, through a range of subtle rhetorical moves, more with bad husbands than with bad wives. In doing so, these early novelists help forward a boys-will-be-boys attitude, even as they signaled inequalities within the law.
That was Rachel Gevlin of Birmingham Southern College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.